Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
At Chicago, bringing us back. If you've ever seen them in concert, if you ever get a chance to see them in concert, you won't regret it. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my books, The Third Ingredient, and others. Go to jimblasingame.com and you'll find all of them there. So, folks, in the previous segment, I told you about my news, which is that the show is going to end this week. At the end of this week will be the last broadcast of the Small Business Advocate Show, and I explained why. This segment, I admit that last segment was a lot about me. I think you know I don't use a lot of self-reference on this show, and never have. But this segment is about you. I want to talk a little bit about what I see for you. When I started doing my show, what I was trying to do was help small business owners get out of their own way and stay informed, give enough information. I wanted you to be able to go to work in the morning with a little bit of information that might help you do a little better job and survive and thrive in a marketplace that really was yours for the taking. In 1997, the marketplace was still yours for the taking. And if you didn't succeed as a small business owner, it was probably your fault. You didn't work hard enough. You didn't get out of your own way. You were undercapitalized. That's your fault too. You're responsible for the capitalization. I went through all of that myself. I'm a small business owner, just like you. Everything you deal with, as I've said all along, was I've had to deal with every bit of it. I've made all the mistakes, still making payments on some of them. And so, but now, as I wrap up the Small Business Advocate Show, 23 and a half years later, it's different. You might not make it, and it might not be your fault in a way. There are forces. The pandemic certainly did that, right? First, 2008 took a lot of us out, and was no fault of theirs. Then the pandemic took a lot of us out. Thousands and thousands of small business owners are gone. And of course, that makes me very angry. I can't help it. I am. I was angry about 2008. Go back and look at what I said. I'm angry about 2020 and 21. Go back and look what I said. I've got a record of all that. But the reality is, going forward, irrespective of the pandemic, there are forces in the marketplace. There are forces in the world that the United States of America has never had before. There's an alignment between big tech and big government and big media that I fear is a threat to America. I wrote about this. You go to my blog and look up the New Pharisees. Type in Jim Blasingame, the New Pharisees, and you'll see the article that I wrote about this. And that's something that's going on right now, but that's a political statement that I just made. In the marketplace, big tech has an advantage over you in that they have the technical capability and they have the capital to really push to push things out there in a way that makes not only any customer, but the younger generation of customers really be attracted to them. So in order to survive, for the small business sector to survive and thrive, and it can. The small business sector can survive. But the individual companies, the only ones that will survive, will be the ones that find a way to do what I've talked about a thousand times in the last 10 or 15 years. You don't have to win the digital race. You don't have to beat Amazon at their own game. You don't have to beat Walmart or Target or Google or Facebook. You don't have to beat them at their own race. But you have to win. You have to run in the race. You have to participate in the digital race. You've got to try. You've got to make investments. And you've got to practice. And you've got to get good at the digital transformation. Digital transformation. The bad news, in a way, for small business is the digital transformation is happening and it's not going to stop. It's going to continue. That's the bad news, in a way. The good news is the people that you're going to sell to, the people who are your customer prospects, they're always going to be analog. You're analog. I'm analog. Moses and Thomas Jefferson and George Washington were all analog. Your grandchildren, when you're gone, will be analog. They'll be using a lot of digital, but they will still be analog. That's where you have an advantage, small business owners. Don't ever forget that. You have to digitally transform while delivering the things that analog humans will always want. And I call that your special sauce. And if you don't focus on those two things, digital transformation and delivering it with your special sauce, if you can't find that sweet spot, then you're not going to make it. Sorry to tell you, that's as much of a razor as I can give you. Digital transformation, sweet spot, sweet sauce, special sauce, sweet spot. That's what you got to do. You got to put those two together. If you can do those two, then you'll be successful. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.